Governor Gavin Newsom's executive order will benefit farm workers, workers in grocery stores, fast food chains, and delivery services. The executive order also increases health and safety standards for workers at fast food facilities, allowing them to wash their hands every 30 minutes or as needed.
We just want folks to know they don't have to work when they're sick if they've been exposed, quarantined, been told to isolate, or have a positive test of COVID-19. And I think all of us would agree that people delivering the food, people picking the food, people that are cooking the food and serving the food, all of us would prefer they're safe and healthy as well. So it's in all of our interests that we prioritize the interests of these critical and essential workers.
The governor's executive order is supposed to fill a gap left by the federal relief bill, since companies with more than 500 workers were left out of the federal paid sick leave. The governor also disclosed the latest COVID-19 numbers. At least 69 individuals have died of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, raising the state's coronavirus death toll to 890. Nearly 1,200 people are in ICUs and more than 3,100 are hospitalized, which represents a 0.9% decrease from the previous day. But the governor warns this doesn't mean Californians are out of the woods yet.
We're not out of the woods. We need to continue to be vigilant. We need to continue to practice physical distancing. We need to continue to not just bend the curve, but flatten the curve, and then see these trend lines begin to decline substantially so that we can begin the process of toggling back and forth in terms of looser and in some cases more restrictive protocols to get back to some sense of normalcy.
Meanwhile, California lawmakers held their first informational hearing to examine the governor's spending during the COVID-19 response. Lawmakers have scrutinized Newsom over a lack of transparency on the plan he announced last week to acquire up to 200 million masks a month from an array of companies, including a contract with the Chinese company BYD, which senators have asked to see. Republican State Senator John Morlock asked when the senators would get access to the BYD contracts, which was answered by Christina Curry, Chief Deputy Director of the Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
We do intend to provide that contract. We have concerns about releasing too many details of it because, again, our goal is to get the supply into California for the people who need it. And as you can imagine, with something that is such high demand and of such high interest in the volume that we're looking to get, there are a lot of things that can come into play to potentially disrupt that, influence that or interfere with that in some way. And then we would not be meeting our obligation or our goal to healthcare and other responders.
State Senator and Chair of the Senate Budget and Fiscal Review Committee, Holly Mitchell, had previously asked the governor for contract details such as the standards used by the mask manufacturer and prices. I'm Luana Muniz, reporting for KPFA.